Last Days, Lent Day 35. Today's Lenten meditation is a riddle of sorts. It begins with a very basic question. How can we be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? As it unfolds, we find a very unique message with the instruction we need, with the exact steps we need to go through in preparation for a cataclysmic event. Spoiler alert, these instructions have more to do with today than with tomorrow. This last Sunday of Lent is called and referred to as the Sunday of Advent in the Armenian Church. In the Nicene Creed, which we recite every Sunday during the Divine Liturgy, we confess the second coming of Jesus Christ. We say Jesus is to return to judge the living and the dead. In Scripture, there are references to the signs of the times. Specifically, earthquakes, famines, and wars are named as events that will take place, will precede the coming of the end. Unfortunately, and may I say tragically, curiosity often gets the better of us. And rather than preparing for those last days, we consume ourselves with questions of where, when, and how these last days will unfold or come about. Jesus tells us that no one knows the answer to those questions, not the angels in heaven, not even the Son, but only the Father. But curiosity is powerful, and being what it is, we often consume different esoteric writings, or, in fact, the Book of Revelation. It is often consulted to quench the thirst of curiosity. Now, Revelation is a book of prophecy, and few can understand prophecy. Many times the message is distorted by conjecture. The church does not even prescribe reading this book. It is not in the lectionary of weekly readings. Nevertheless, people read it and read into it. They point to hurricanes, famines, and wars as signs of the times, and then speculate that the end times are here. Jesus warns against such misinterpretation of prophecies, and in fact, a quick glance of history shows that hurricanes, famines, and wars have been present in every time period throughout history. So, what then should we do? How do we prepare for the second coming? What is the church's prescription for preparedness? The gospel reading for this day has the answer. Instead of turning to the book of Revelation, the church points to something greater than a book of prophecy. It points to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reading comes from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. The narrative begins with the Pharisees approaching Jesus to trick him with a question as to which is the greatest commandment. Thinking that Jesus may pick one, they will have an opportunity then to show him the error of his ways. But Jesus answers, "The greatest commandment is that you love your Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul." And he says the second greatest commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, Jesus tells us, the rest of the laws and the prophets are all based. In other words, love for God, love for neighbor, supersedes all other commandments. Because this passage is placed as the lectionary reading for this Advent Sunday, it is understood as the instruction for preparedness for the second coming of Christ. The riddle has been answered. The best preparation for the second coming is to accept and live the message of the first coming. Love with all your mind, your body, and your soul. Love with your heart the Lord your God and your neighbor. During this Lenten journey, you have meditated about many different forces that affect you. You have accepted concepts and ideas that improve yourself, that bring your life back down to the bare minimum, answering the question, what really is essential for you to survive? What is really necessary for that happiness that comes not from without, but from within? Today's message, today's instruction, brings you even closer to understanding the essence of life. when you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, that is, with everything that you have, you cannot help but love your neighbor. You cannot help but love yourself. You cannot help but to reach out to others in need, be they friends, family, people you do not know, or even people who wish ill of you. In other words, you rise from your humanity and take a different look, from God's vantage point, realizing that everyone around you is truly related to you. They are your brothers, your sisters, fathers, mothers, your children. And in this sense, we become united with the grand will, with the great will of the universe, with God's will, who from the beginning of time willed this existence because of his love, his infinite love. Today you are given this unique perspective. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, tells us to be prepared, not for some future date, but for today. The Christian is called to always be prepared by always loving. It is God's way. He always loves. The best way to be prepared for a second coming is to practice the teachings of the first coming, love. Today's prayer comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. It is the prayer of the last day. It is offered to us as a parable by our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared to you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.' The righteous will ask him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we even see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' Then they will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger or naked or sick in prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life."
And it's only the giving that makes you what you are.